This Valentine's Day, let Edible help you share the love. With same-day and next-day delivery or local pickup, we make it easy to be the hero of the holiday. Choose from our signature fresh fruit arrangements, indulgent dessert boards, or baked treats that arrive ready to wow. Whether it's for a new flame or your forever sweetheart, let Edible arrange the details so you can focus on the moment. Order online at edible.com or visit your local store today to find the perfect gift.
To be a Team USA skier, it takes dedication, determination, and lots of hard work. But it doesn't take all that to score unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases. Just use the Active Cash Visa credit card from Wells Fargo and tap to pay with that natural-born talent and unwavering focus. Earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases with the Active Cash Visa credit card from Wells Fargo. Terms apply. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Visa, proud sponsor of the Olympics and Paralympic Games.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Bucks beat the Pelicans. We'll get into that. We don't know what's going to happen between now, Wednesday night, and Thursday with the trade deadline. And it's as possible as ever that Giannis Antetokounmpo could get traded from the Milwaukee Bucks to who knows where. Timberwolves, Bulls, Thunder, Spurs, Heat, Knicks, Warriors, who knows. If he does not get traded, if he does not get traded this time, we are unleashing hell. I am not doing it alone. We are unleashing hell. We are going to make ESPN's life miserable. We are going to make Shams Charania's life miserable. We are going to be nuisances. We are going to be assholes. I don't care if Giannis gets traded at this point when it comes to the future of the Bucks. I really, truly do not want him to get traded for the victory lap ESPN and Shams is going to take. And this is my main gripe. Like, what's your problem? Giannis, what's your problem? The problem is Giannis could get traded. It makes total sense for Giannis to get traded. It makes sense. Bucks are bad. They could use some picks. You don't want to waste Giannis. You can get assets for him. Sure, trade him. The 10 previous years to this, it didn't make sense. Yet, it's the same cycle from these people as it was in 23 and 21 and 19 and even further back than that. Shams, who they put on TV, he cannot fucking speak. This is your big story, dude. Learn how to speak. Or pre-tape your segments or something. I'm just asking for some sort of acknowledgement. I'm asking for some sort of, yeah, we went a little too hard. I would love if these guys, when they're doing their reports, were like, hey, you know what? We've wondered about Giannis for a long time. There's actually a lot of reasons why it's possible now. In the past, we were just, you know, kicking up the cobblestones. We were making content, you know, killing time in the summer. Big star, small market. You know, Jason Kidd was the coach. We don't know how this is going to work out. So we thought, yeah, maybe Giannis might get traded. That's not what happened. What happened was Giannis, small market, Milwaukee, you don't deserve him. Guys, the oligarchs in this world, they don't want us to have anything. They don't want us to have anything. Washington Post, shuttering down their sports section. What? Because they don't even want you to enjoy the box scores. The oligarchs want it all. You ever see somebody get money and say, that's enough? No. Well, in the NBA, it's the same thing. The oligarchs, the Bucks, are not one of them. The Heat are. The Knicks are. The Warriors are. You got something there that belongs to you that you like real good? Mine. That belongs to us. you little peasants, drinking your fresh water out of Lake Michigan. You don't even deserve that. We're going to take that from you too, Waukesha. There's a possibility Giannis gets traded tomorrow. There's a possibility Giannis gets traded tonight. In the past, there wasn't. So if it does not happen, as Midwest Baller says, we ride at dawn. We ride at dawn. Giannis was not on the bench in the second half. Noted. Saw that. All right, so the Bucks won. So let's talk about it. If you want to join, I'll put the link out. I don't really know who's up, who's around, who's eager to talk. I don't know. But what I said coming in to 2026 was there'll be nights that if you're like, should Bart do a post-game show tonight? Yeah, I think we'll just know. Tonight was a night like, all right, it's trade deadline eve. There's a lot of shit going on. I did talk to Horvat today if you want to catch that one. We went over some picks. Talked about this a little bit, but didn't go super deep into Eric's article and Jim's article. I do wonder if some of that is Giannis wanting to speak to these guys to just say, hey, look, I love it here. I know I'm getting traded, and yeah, I want to get traded, but I just want everyone to know what Milwaukee means to me. Or is it an impassioned plea to stay? I want to stay. I don't think the Bucks. So who wants Giannis traded? Does Giannis want to be traded? Doesn't seem like it. I mean, if he does, why did he do yesterday? Like, if you want to be traded, keep saying the kind of stuff about, yeah, you know, if I'm here or I just want to win. You went a little too deep yesterday in those articles, in those Q&As. Great job, by the way, from Jim O and Eric Name, both who do not know it, but will be getting requests from me to come on the show possibly next week and maybe the week after. And I think they'll both say yes. They're both good people. Now, if they don't, I look stupid. So who does Giannis want to be traded? Jury's out. So who wants Giannis traded? Does John Horst want Giannis traded? John Horst, his whole job has been keeping Giannis here. That's the whole job. So I don't think John Horst wants Giannis traded. I don't think his teammates want him traded. The fans don't want him traded. Giannis doesn't seem like he wants to be traded. So who wants Giannis traded? Other teams that want him. The media, and then possibly one other guy. And that's what gives me some pause. And his name starts with a Jimmy Haslam. I don't know what the fuck that guy's up to. Do you? Who knows? Who knows? How did we know? How did we not know that the Lazarys were the good old days? Leaking and running and tweeting. Oh, I take that in a minute. We got Jimmy Haslam running around. Saw's not a fan of Jimmy Haslam and Wintery Mix. I gotcha. Some other comment. Richard says Timberwolves are the only team still alive, according to reports, and the Bucks have informed the Heat they are out of the running for Giannis. These are the things we're being told. I don't know about any of it. You know what's really pissing me off? I'll tell you the thing that's pissing me off the most. Bucks did win, by the way. We'll get to it. The thing that's pissing me off the most is 10 years of this. But the thing that's pissing me off the second most is look at all these trades that have happened. James Harden is a Cavalier. The Bulls have 6 guards that they traded for. The Jazz are bringing in Jaren Jackson Jr. The Celtics are finding the pieces that they don't have that they need and getting them. Anthony Davis ended up playing 2.5 quarters with Kyrie in Dallas. Got traded for Chris Middleton. Shams doesn't have any of that knowledge. Isn't that his job, to tell us the things that are going to happen? All he's doing, he's not a reporter. He's an announcer. He's not a reporter. He is, hey, Shams, this trade happened. Let everyone know. Is that what he is? Because I thought he was supposed to be like, all right, my sources are telling me there's something going on with Dallas. They might want to move off Anthony Davis. My sources are telling me the Bulls are trying to accumulate as many guards as they can. Nobody knows why, but that is their plan. No, none of that. He just tells you when they happen because he's too busy trying to make a Giannis deal happen. That's what's pissing me off. That, among many other things, of course, which we are laying out for you here tonight on Into the Winklerverse, brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code BART, 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com. As we come to you on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, it's like a weatherman. Who's a great weatherman? Let's give some props to Mark Baden, as I will be on Channel 12 tomorrow, the 4 o'clock hour. What if Mark Baden just came to the... What if he just got on TV every night and said, fuck, we got 6 inches of snow. Holy shit. It's fucked up. Tell us so we can prepare. Shams is not even doing that. ESPN's big guy, says that if it's about the money, Giannis isn't going anywhere. 4 years, $275 million. If he took the extension, that's from Evil Badger 72, throwing $5 into the kitty. Thank you to Evil Badger.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return,
but I haven't.
1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
1 in 4 was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/special offer. Terms apply.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hot take, Jake.
Hey.
This felt like a live show night.
For sure. Like, I'm struggling to stay awake. I got to watch an amazing basketball game between the Bucks and the Pelicans.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Nuggets and Knicks. That went to double overtime.
No. I do like Marcus's take at the end of this game that the referees just wanted to get the hell out of there when they called that foul on Zion. I totally buy it.
Like, well, the crowd was like, they didn't even cheer because they didn't even know what the hell happened. Turner, by the way, so the Bucks beat the Pelicans after being down and taking a lead and giving it back. And then Miles Turner hit a big three. I think he caught the ball when he was out of bounds. But then the broadcast kept showing the left foot. Left foot was probably in, but I think the right foot was out when he caught it.
Now, isn't this weird? I know it's...
And how did the Pelicans not score on that inbound? What the fuck?
Yeah, that was a Brandon Knight.
How did any team win this game? That's why in the comment I put the Bucks. They didn't win. They didn't beat. They played a game and they did not lose. They'll get a W mark tomorrow, but they didn't win this game.
Yeah, Trey Murphy, he had like a Green Bay Packers type game where like he looked great, and then when it got to crunch time, he just shit his pants.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. I know we talk about like the newer fans. There's a lot of newer fans of the Bucks that they only know success. And tonight was a good throwback to being an old school fan where the best thing that the Bucks could do is lose. And of course they don't lose. Like, it's right there for the taking.
No,
like,
I still want play-in. We've never been in the play-in. I want it.
Oh yeah, that would be fun watching a Kyle Kuzma-led play-in team. Totally, way better than potentially a lottery pick. Absolutely,
I got.
But
Did you
no,
see?
it's.
Did you see Marzian's tweet?
I did. That would be the last person on Earth that I would
Oh,
follow on any.
maybe
You know
I'll
what
get him
pisses
on.
me off?
He went to the game. Look at this. This is like right before the game. There's nobody fucking there.
Jesus.
There's
You know
nobody
what
there.
makes me mad? Why is he the guy like on social media for the Bucks? Like the who made him that? And he shouldn't be. There's so many people that would be better for that spot.
Oh no, he found a avenue and went for it.
Yeah, well, I wish he'd.
I like Nathan. If I'm gonna fight anyone, it's gonna be. I'm sorry. I don't get what Tom Grassi's. I don't get it.
Tom
Like,
Grassi? Yeah, I'm not a big
what
fan
happened if
either.
a nice guy likes sports? Is that the bit? He's like the nicest guy on planet Earth,
Tom
and I don't want to
Grassi?
talk shit about him because if I do and I meet him, oh, I'll be enamored with him. I know it.
What about the
I'm jealous. He's got a million followers.
Matt Ramage or whatever? Ramage, is that how you say it?
Ramage is a friend of show. He's been on my show. I'm going to get him back again.
Yeah, he's fucking great. I love him.
Love
Oh, sorry for the
Ramage.
F-bomb. No, you know, we were talking about hair sponsors. I don't know. I have like a CM Punk thing going on right now. Like, I have no clue. I know I wore my hat after work, so that probably has a lot to do with it, but whoa, never got the overhead view, Bart.
Yeah, it's not the front that we need to be worried about, boys. It is the back.
I mean, there's a lot going on. By the way, my wife loved your remix of the Forehead song. Like that was a great moment in show history. How high does my four go? Like that's been in my head. How high
That's actually
does my
funny.
four? That should be your bumper music, actually.
That was off the cuff.
I know that was a good improv, man. I loved it. But to back to things that piss me off. I am really pissed off because Brian Windhorst, Stephen A. Smith,
How
Sean,
high
all these
does my
guys.
forehead go? It's
How
as
high
big as
does
my
my four?
iPhone. How high?
Bring it back, baby.
How high?
But okay, so all these ESPN blowhards and big guy, that was a funny quote, by the way, big guy on ESPN. What they've been trying to
Hey, a
do,
little late on the boo there.
huh?
I'm playing with just talk. I'll just
Oh, fair
leave
enough.
you alone.
No, I'm annoyed. I'm pissed off that what they've been trying to do since like the Giannis rumors started this year is the messaging is Giannis is way too great to be on the Bucks. Also, simultaneously, he has no value in a trade. That's their message, and they've done it so much they've broken down a lot of Bucks fans to start to believe it. To now, I hear really what I would deem really good fans are now going, yeah, you know, a Jaden McDaniels package would be good, and you know, if we got all those picks from Golden State, like, yeah, those could work out. And it's like, you're fucking stupid. Why are you letting these blowhards gaslight you into this? The Giannis. It's never really been done. I mean, probably since Kareem, where you have the first, second, maybe third best player at worst in the NBA that gets traded in his prime. So the return should be historic because historically these things don't happen. But because, you know, all the idiots on ESPN want him gone so badly, they're trying to will it into existence. And also that the Bucks should take a platter of shit in order to, you know, make the trade happen. But again, it's just they keep pushing it. Bucks fans are now starting to buy into it, and it drives me fucking nuts because if you know Jared Jackson Jr. is getting three first round picks, Giannis gets your best young player and nine first round picks. To me, that's the only way a deal should happen.
It still feels like when you get to this point as a franchise, you may have to trade your best player to be good again. I don't know though that like where is Giannis going? I don't think he wants to play second fiddle to Steph. I don't think he wants to play second fiddle to Anthony Edwards.
Well, right, and
I
that's the
think if
thing.
Giannis would go, I think the place Giannis would like playing the most is San Antonio. I think he would like because then him and Wemby could be like a double time.
Depends on who you believe. This is another bullshit thing with the way this thing is
I'm
covered
not
where.
looking at reports. I'm just like if because Giannis is in control. Everything goes through him. So does he want to go somewhere where he's Steph's running mate?
I disagree that it's in his control. Because I think the Bucks have the ultimate
card to play. Yeah. I think our lines are getting crossed a little. Well, we agree.
Okay, good. So, again, if you believe what's reported that Giannis wants warm weather and he wants to be the guy on the team, he doesn't want, like, you know, he wants it to be his team. So of all the teams that have been listed, like, that's not happening in Golden State. It's not happening in Minnesota. Maybe it's happening with Miami, but, again, they don't have a package that you'd even consider trading Giannis for. So if he is moved with the way that the Bucks do business, and I'll give them credit for this, they work in the shadows. The Dame thing, no one knew it was happening, and then bam, it's announced. Miles Turner, no one knew that was happening. Bam, it's announced. Drew Holiday, bam, it just happened.
Which is why it's so crazy that Shams has been on this for 10 years. There's been nothing to be on. He is I feel like a lot of people are in on it. ESPN's hiding replies, you know. They are. But that's still like, why I've been this way. And I talked a lot on my show, the national show, about
good
like,
show.
Oh, thanks. I talked about like, you know, I didn't talk about politics, but I did shit on rich people all the time.
You learned your lesson.
Yeah. I was just like, why are these people? These people are in control. They're controlling you. The media, we can't just watch TV and think, oh, that guy is on the up and up. Like, they all have motives. They all have agendas. And now with everything that's come out in the last week, I'm having a real hard time focusing on Bucks Pelicans or Giannis or any, like, the fucking Super Bowl Sunday. We're playing a Super Bowl during this shit.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that that's happening.
What the fuck are we doing? Yeah,
I know what you're saying. So this past weekend,
I had a point and I forgot it.
Well, to piggyback off of that, I was my daughter was participating as part of Miss St. Francis. Okay, there was a pageant, and I'm sitting there waiting for my kid to come out, and I'm just kind of thinking to myself, like, what the fuck are we actually doing right now with the shit that I read earlier in the day? And like, I'm just watching people walk on stage, smile, twirl some batons in the air, and I'm like, this is still happening.
Why? As long as there wasn't a hatch that opened under the stage to go to the sea.
Yeah.
Let me read some
comments. Speaking of conspiracies, the Mavs getting Cooper Flagg, like, that was totally bought and paid for, right? Like, dude, just do the Luka thing and we'll give you this guy. Like, that totally happened, correct?
I don't know, but I do know if the Bucks trade Giannis, we're not getting the same benefit.
No.
We will pick 14th.
It sucks to even have to have these conversations to where that's even a question, but that's the NBA. And I don't know. I watched the 1984 draft lottery get rigged on YouTube, and people are just like fine with it. Like, whatever. What can you do? 85.
Zero Deem 599 says, Bart, you lose some weight. You look better. Oh, I'm a Miami Heat fan. I watched your 2023 coverage of the Heat and Bucks playoff game, game 5. I go back on it. Okay. Yeah, I lost weight since then. I remember that one. That one sucked. We played 5 games. We fucking sucked. That sucked.
There is some sort of correlation between your employment status and your weight, I think.
Yeah, I'm home all the time eating.
Yeah, you got to get out, man.
It's so fucking cold. Giannis is like, maybe he wants warm weather. I get it. This winter is hurting. This winter is grinding me.
Come hit me up. Let's go to the gym. I'll get you on the weights, man. Like, I'll turn you into a beast.
Aria, I really miss your radio show. Very nice.
Same.
Alan, I'll keep it short tonight. Bart, fuck Shams. Have a great night. Fear the deer.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Alan.
Alan A.N. says, would love to see what we could get for Turner or Kuzma. Maybe get some draft picks. Hopefully get a top eight pick and give this thing and Giannis thing another try. What do you think? So this is where I was going. Thank you, Alan, for the reminder. Is when you get to a point where you have to trade your star player, you do that hoping that, okay, good times will come again. But I'm not, and I don't think anyone should be. What scenario exists that trading Giannis, getting picks, trying to be competitive 2-3 years from now, how do we know that we're not just better if we have Giannis and, you know, Rollins and whoever the fuck else with a draft pick this year that could be high?
Yeah, I mean, I think
I'd ultimately like to see them make the play-in tournament because I want to do what Dallas did. They won a game in the play-in tournament. That's fun. And then they lost, so they still got to be in the lottery, which is bullshit. But that's what I want to do.
Well, Bart, you realize that if Dallas won one more game last year, they make the play-in and they don't have Cooper Flagg right now.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big, you know, what-if scenario.
Matt says, tank for a top five pick, keep Giannis.
It's going to be hard to get top five, guys. It really is. They're not that bad. That's the problem.
MPW, I've come to grips with a Giannis trade, but I would be car tipping mad if Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Cat, Tyler Hero, Julius Randle, or Jonathan Kuminga are involved.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the idea of like maybe just hold on to him. Because if you really look at it, Giannis,
there's no trade out there, Jake, that's going to be better than what they can get in the summer, first of all.
I disagree. Really, you need a couple teams to start bidding. But if you're looking at it from a team that's contending, if you trade for Giannis at the deadline, you're getting at least two playoff runs with him. If you wait till summer, that's one less playoff run or one less chance at a championship. So that I disagree with. But I look at, you know, Giannis's worth to the Bucks is more than it is to any other franchise. He is the franchise. He's the reason the stadium is there. He's the reason the team is here. So how does that valuation come into any trade negotiations? Like if Giannis leaves the Bucks tomorrow, how much is the valuation of the franchise changed? Like, is it a billion? Is he that worth that much to the Bucks?
I don't think they play at Fiserv anymore. I think they go next door and play at that concert hall on the grounds of the Bradley.
I got tickets to Yellow Card in Newfound Glory. Can't wait.
Oh, it's open already?
Yeah. I think it opens this month, and then my tickets are in April. So, gonna be a good show.
Who's the opener?
Plain White Tees.
Plain White Tees is opening the building?
I believe so. Well, that's not the first show, but I have tickets to that show. But yeah.
You're going to Plain White Tees?
Yeah, so it's Plain White Tees, Newfound Glory, which is who I'm going for, and then Yellow Card as well.
The fuck is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with you? Emo music is the greatest art form ever made, son. Pop punk and emo. Let's go.
You have a Plain White Tees, bro, Chief?
Well, I mean, they're just there, okay? I'm not going for them. Calm down. You know what? You must have been the most interesting dude in college that just like, who do you like? Oh, yeah, they're terrible. I listen to this band no one's heard of. Were you that guy?
Well, I listen to a lot of Neil Diamond.
Wait. I just remembered. Who's your favorite band?
Death Cab.
Okay, see, that's how I know, because you don't call them Death Cab for cutie. You just call them Death Cab. That's like when you meet someone that calls Dave Matthews' band Dave.
I'm going Everyone to calls Dave show. Dave.
I'm going to go see Dave.
No, I'm going to go see like the Dave Matthews band with Tim Reynolds. Fuck you.
Yeah. Give some
Here,
respect.
Look at this. Look
They're
at
the
this.
Ones with the talent.
There's your boy. There's your boy.
Who is that?
Tom.
Tom.
From Plain White Tees.
Okay.
Isn't it?
They did What You Did To Me, which that's a good song.
Isn't that Tom?
You know what that song, Hey There, Delilah? That was one of those songs that you hate when it's out because it's everywhere and they won't stop playing it. And then years later, you appreciate it. It's like the John Cena of, you know, one-hit wonders.
You know who's the John Cena of music then?
Who's that?
Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20?
They were over fucking played, but You can't.
They're the GOAT? They're the GOAT?
I fucking love them.
Wow. All right.
Matchbox 20 is...
You know, Matchbox 20, I don't know if they're still around, but, like, that's a group that, you know, if you just randomly ended up at a concert, you'd be like, what the fuck am I doing here? And then halfway in, you'd be like, man, this is fucking awesome. Like, you forget how many great songs they have. Plus, you got the Rob or the Santana mix-up, mash-up. I mean, come on. Can't go wrong.
Andrew says, Bart, you look like you could use a recharge. Have you reached out to Batteries Plus?
That's low, man.
Are they still hiring?
Got to be a location.
Bart, are you going to do a live at the deadline tomorrow? Yeah, when's the deadline? 2?
2 p.m.
All right, so if Giannis gets traded in the day, I'll obviously do something.
Yeah, that's an emergency.
But we will be live. Andrew Wagner is going to join us.
You know what makes me sad, Bart? I remember this seemed like yesterday. The Bucks traded for Dame. You did an emergency pod, and like I was elated. It felt like the day my first child was born. Like that's just the joy that it brought me. And
when Dame came
here, what's that?
With Dame?
Yeah, when they made that trade, and you know the emergency pod happened, and people were just falling over themselves with how great it was going to be. And then Dame got out of that limo and looked like his fucking dog just got shot in front of him.
Bad I got one more comment I want to share. This one was just on Twitter, though. So it's not. It's from a guy named Elon Musk.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you see this tweet?
Was this the one where he's like, well, no, just read it to me.
Elon tweeted tonight, whoever said money can't buy happiness really knew what they were talking about. Sad face emoji.
He must be going through it right now. Like, imagine getting roasted because.
And I thought I was crashing out. This guy's worth $850 billion, and he's sad.
Yeah. Imagine you get like a. The worst person on earth doesn't want to hang out with you. That's how lame you are. Like, he's got to be going through it.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Badger says, Giannis will still be a Buck after tomorrow. I think that's where I'm trending.
I think I'm
Do we care that he left the bench?
Did he leave the bench?
He was not in there on the second.
That's not a good sign. I don't like that. You know what? I think I was talking about what I think is actually going to happen earlier. I think that because this is like a very like a Bucks fan experience is something will break about a trade that's happening. And at first it's going to look like, oh, my God, we're getting something awesome. And then more details are going to come out and it's gradually just going to get worse and worse for Milwaukee. And we're going to realize like that is it's such a Bucks thing to happen. Like
it's like Giannis traded for 7 first round picks. And you're like, oh shit, okay. And then it's like, also 2 hours later, you find out Ryan Rollins in the deal.
Yeah, those 3 of those first round picks rerouted to Minnesota for Julius Randle, and like we'll get Ja Morant and have to give up our 2031 first.
Terry
so, like,
Rozier fucking somehow ends up here.
Yeah, like it just it'll be a buildup. It brings you here, and then it brings you back down. That's very much the Bucks fan experience.
All right, well, I'm going to kick you off, but I'll be here tomorrow if you want to jump in.
I'll be at work, but I'll be watching. I wonder what Gary Wolf has to think about all this. Let's even get Gary on.
Oh, Gary had a really weird tweet. Should I read Gary's tweet?
Oh, please.
Should I try to get Gary on?
Oh, my God, yes. Infrastructure. Wait, do you have heat with Gary?
Well, we had that contentious interview.
That's right. Yeah, I knew there was something.
I saw Gary at the draft. I went to my hotel, or not the hotel. I went to the hotel to pick up my credential, and Gary was there.
I talking see Gary to all the time.
And he's like, how do we get to the, is there a bus? And I'm like, Gary. And I don't know if maybe he didn't place me, but I'm like, Gary. I'm driving over there right now. Get my fucking get my fucking Hyundai.
He's like, are you my Uber driver? Like, how do you know who I am?
He's like, I'll wait for the bus. Okay.
Oh, G-dub. All right, here's Gary's tweet.
When the Bucks traded Adekunpo, either before tomorrow's deadline or after the season, they have to follow the Dallas model. The model is sending a certifiable superstar to a major market in exchange for an aging, injury-prone player, but then magically get rewarded in the draft lottery the number one pick, despite having odds of 1.8% to land it. Now, all the Bucks have to do is trade Adekunpo to the Knicks or Warriors or Heat and stumble into the lottery. And I'm like, is that a joke? Is this his idea of a joke?
Not the worst Gary tweet. I'll give him that.
Well, people didn't. Did you see my tweet shitting on Matt LaFleur? People didn't like that.
Well, I probably would have loved it. I'm not on Twitter, so I don't see that stuff. I'm a Blue
Star. Well, he was at Mike LaFleur's press conference, and I said, at least be the 5-seed before you show up, asshole.
Yeah, I got a Cardinals fan, buddy. But
people don't fucking laugh anymore, I guess.
All right, well, I'm going to head off, but I'll leave you with this. I hope, again, according to Bill Michaels, Giannis has to see what his mom and dad think about his trade destination. So,
bye, Jake. So, I take Jake.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Joining us, link is live if you want to. Otherwise, we'll be live tomorrow during the trade deadline. Probably, so assuming there's no Giannis trade, I would say like a 1:40 start time. Deadline's at 2 our time. And then, I guess we'll talk until I have to pick up my kid. So really, it's, we're going to go to bed. You're going to go to bed. You're going to check the alerts or the accounts you check. You're going to wake up maybe in the middle of the night. You're going to check your phone. You're going to wake up and check again. And then you're just going to have your little noties on and you're going to be trying to figure out all day what's going on. I thought something happened today. My wife texted me. She said, crazy Dallas trade. I was like, what the fuck? She texts me, crazy Dallas trade. She's at work. And I didn't see anything. I'm like, did she just find out about Luka? Which she didn't care about sports. Did she just find out about Luka? I don't even know if she knows Anthony Davis. But somebody at work told her, and the angle was Chris Middleton, because she knows Chris, big Chris fan. It's a big Chris Middleton house. I want people to know that. It's not just me. It's my wife and my son. And I think even Fishy Winkler, the 4 days that he lived with us, the goldfish my son wanted a fare, and then none of us fed. I think he would have been a Chris Middleton guy too. Fun fact, as Jake and I alluded to, the Bucks did play a game tonight. They won 141-137 in a game that did go to overtime. Bucks were up, looked somewhat comfortable, especially I think Nance had hit a three, and you're like, okay, we can put this to bed. But then the Pelicans, big night from Trey Murphy, 12 threes, 12 for 19. They had 24 threes, we had 21. So 45 threes made in this game. Green was 6 of 12. Rollins 3 of 10 from 3. But he led with scoring with 27. Amir Coffey got the start the other night and then like ran. He did the guy that I would compare him to is Damari Carroll. Remember him? I think he's a coach somewhere. But I took this guy. He was so cheap and he started for the Hawks maybe at the time. And he played like 35 minutes a night. So in daily fantasy, I'm like, I got to play Carroll. And then I would watch these Hawks games and he would just run up and down. There's a lot of guys in the league, and Coffey was doing that the other night. There's a lot of guys in the league. Oh, who was the one? There was some guy I played who was doing it. And I always think to myself, Damari Carroll. He was just like running up and down the baseline, kind of hanging out for a corner three, never expecting to get it. Oh, one of the guys on the Nuggets might get a rebound, but like is never in the paint, might just like bounce to him, and then we'll maybe post up some shots. And you get him at your $3,500 salary, and there's a night he'll go 5 of 6 and have 3 boards, and you're like, shit. But every other night, he's not going to do shit. It's that Tony Snell stat line. So Coffey was like that the other night, but Coffey started again, and he had 16 points. So he had 16. Nance had 16. Kuzma only took 5 shots, but he got involved elsewhere. Green, I mentioned, I think. Turner had a pretty Miles Turner night. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Pat Connaughton got waived, you're telling me, from the Hornets? All right. Didn't Giannis bought his building, right? And then he buy one. And Giannis is really into the real estate. You know, I told my dad when I was 12, I said, Dad, we got to buy a storage unit or something. He's like, yeah, it'd be a good idea. And we never did. We could be the Fond du Lac storage unit kings. But instead, I'm in my basement talking about the 19 and 29 Bucks win over the 13 and 39 Pelicans. So Bucks got the win. Very good. The trade deadline is tomorrow. And then the Bucks have the Pacers coming up. When is that? Friday night? Bucks have the Pacers. Hopefully, it is not a new-look Bucks team. And then they have 2 games in Orlando. That's a fun road trip. 2 in Orlando, Oklahoma City, and then New Orleans again, the Pelicans. A lot of games coming up at home. I mean, they had lost one night. And Abel Badger, another 5 spot. What a guy. Should we do an NFL honors post-game show? I've got some small tickets on Ben Johnson or Kyle Shanahan to be coach of the year. Kuminga traded? Ooh, what do you got? Kuminga post-game show. What do you got? What do we got? Kuminga. What do we got? Is that real? Did it happen? I don't see it. What are you telling me? Oh, yeah, here we go. The Warriors are trading Kuminga and Buddy Hield to the Hawks for Kristaps Porzingis. I'll text my brother. See, this is the thing. So, Shams, what the fuck? Kuminga has told the Warriors, I want to be traded. The Warriors have been open about wanting to trade Kuminga. Not a sniff of this before it happens. Not a sniff of this. Hold on. Sorry, guys. I know I'm doing a show here or whatever. I got to craft a tweet. We got to yell at Shams again. All right. Kuminga, !! He has openly wanted to be traded. The Warriors have openly wanted to be traded or to trade him. And yet, not a sniff of this from Shams before it went down. He is not a reporter. He is a transaction. Oh my God. Notifier. Get back to work. Nah. I need like a punch. I need like a Giannis. Kuminga. He's openly wanted to be traded. The Warriors have openly wanted to trade him. And yet, not a sniff of this from Shams before it went down. He is not a reporter. He's a transaction notifier. How about a notifier? He is a messenger of transactions. That'll fucking show him. He's going to notice me. I've been shitting at him for days. Shitting at him for days. But he will notice me. Remember the Brewers trade deadline show? A whole lot of nothing. Hoping for the same exact shit. Please. Let's do a show tomorrow afternoon and be bored to fucking death. Let's be bored. Let's do a show tomorrow and like break down the Vukovic trade to the Celtics. That's what I want to do. Shams is on Giannis's celebrity all-star team. How the fuck is that going to work? I'm fired up now. This Kuminga thing really pisses me off. What the fuck? Well, yeah, sources tell me Shams is being traded. Now, what does this mean for Giannis? Fuck you! All right, we'll be back for the trade deadline extravaganza. Thank you for those of you that have been here tonight. Look forward to seeing some of you tomorrow and wherever you can pop in. Any interaction that you have on the show helps. Anything. Go back and watch that Heat show that the guy was talking about. That counts the same as watching this. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Order some seltzers. Get insurance from Dan. I don't want to go back to Batteries Plus or the real world. Let me keep doing this. Can't do it without you. Thanks, as always, for stopping into the Winklerverse. Night, Jalen.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/special offer for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.